Five, four, three,
two,
uno,
one.
Or un.
Un.
Welcome to Point
Nemo.
Episode deus deus.
Deus deus.
Yeah, we got it.
Vingt un deux.
And yeah, we said goodbye to the bus. Now we say hello to us.
Hello to us. And we're at an undisclosed location in Nevada.
We need help. Send a box truck, an empty box truck, please.
If you're watching the video, I'm Morse coding.
Zoom in real quick. But yeah, so it's great that we're here and we're ready to have a ball. Mm-hmm. To start things off, let's shout out to cannabinoidsheal.com. As you'll notice on your screen now, that there's going to be another screen. Yeah, hopefully it works in editing.
Somewhere up here.
Yeah, you'll be able to see that we got
down here.
Got Aiden's website up here. Cannabinoids Heal, they made a promo code for us, and at checkout here, when you are looking at this product, yeah, a little bit. You know, they have the highest, you'll see right here, the highest quality CBD that, you know, kind of can be offered right now. The computer's a little slow, but it's getting there. But anyway,
oh my god, it's
no,
so
yeah,
slow.
You use this promo code at checkout, and you're gonna get 15% off of whatever your purchase is. So just take a look at the screen. You can even call this number right here to start your order.
Who are the people in the
I don't know.
That's a, is that like a stock photo?
It might be a stock photo. I'm not sure.
It's like Bud, and then it's like an LL Bean.
Yeah.
But
we had Aiden on our podcast, and he talked a lot about this company and what they offer and they provide. They have pre-rolls. They have vape pens. They have
flower.
Isolate. They have flowers. They offer just the buds, and they do it in pretty big bulk. I think, you know, one of the things they're kind of gearing towards right now, I don't want to say this if it's not true, they're providing it for other companies, you know, that are distributing it as well, and probably maybe pharmacies. I'm not sure. But they sell everywhere in the U.S. Go to cannabinoidsheal.com and place your order, you know.
Get it in
and use the promo code POINTNEMO at checkout to get 15% off that order. So thank you to them, and thank you to
if you're into the CBD and you're not going here, you're missing out, bub.
Yeah, at least
you're
try
not
it
really
out.
Into the CBD then.
Yeah, you're not.
Because we
Sherry,
he was on the
Sherry
episode.
Knows.
Yeah.
So he's very
and he
passionate.
He brought some stuff, and we got to try it, and it
was good.
It was quality.
Tasty.
Trust us.
No, we're no stranger to the smoking.
To the puff.
Puff puff.
But yeah, so thanks for supporting them. It in turn supports us. So thank you.
Yeah.
Now also onto just other business. We have the Patreon live now. That you can find that in the link of the description for this video, or if you're listening to it. It's also now on all past videos, and yeah, we got the Patreon going. Basically, you sign up for whatever you want to do, $1 a month, $2 a month, $5, whatever you want to do, and you have early access to all, I'll just go through a little list, early access to all videos that we release. You'll be able to get access to bonus videos that only Patreon.
Some secret episodes,
yeah,
or
secret
maybe
episodes.
Maybe even blooper reels that aren't really, we don't really want to release completely to everybody, because they might be embarrassing. But
yeah, we'll see.
Who knows?
But and other future, like,
merchandise.
Yeah, other merchandise that comes out, and other ideas that kind of come too, like maybe other shows, or more just like, you know, we do the intro videos, those silly videos. We might make longer ones, and that just stand alone. And either way, as a Patreon member, you'll get access to all of this before it even goes out, as well as you know, hugs, or like you know, we'll give you
a used
gift card to Amazon.
It is one, you know, you can donate anything, but if we get one of you guys to donate $3 million, then me and Rob and Vince can split that one time deal, and we can do a real good show.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. It'll be really good.
We'll just get on the show with a bunch of diamonds.
Just diamonds.
Still be in this room. Like, could have got a studio, but.
But check out the Patreon if you get a chance.
Yeah.
Just at least check it out. And if you can offer anything, it would help. Because honestly, we want to just grow this and we do recognize we need a little help.
And we're going to try, obviously, without Patreon to kind of get more finances going to get shirts and all of that. But, you know, the Patreon will... Everything will go back into Point Nemo, so we're not going to pocket any of that. No.
And to better gear.
Whatever we can think of. If we run out of ideas and we, by any chance, had extra money, we would figure out something. Buy a better camera or better whatever.
Because we want people to enjoy this stuff and whatever we're going to put out next. And
just make it higher quality, too, as we go along.
It can be a communal effort. We can all make this.
We can raise this baby together.
But anyway... It's time to start the show, y'all.
Oh, yeah. That's Little Girls.
Oh, is it? Okay, that's the other one.
You know, it's actually fun.
That's the other one.
It's...
How does it go? Boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom. Nasty habits.
Nasty habits.
There are some things you can live without. Bite your nails and suck your fingers. Nasty habits.
All right, y'all.
You know what's funny is I have Dead Man's Party on vinyl.
Oh, dude.
And I don't know if Nasty Habits is on there, but there is Dead Man's Party. Yeah. But yeah, that was a good rendition, though.
It was a good rendition.
A lot of words in that song.
Oingo Boingo. The credit goes to them.
Danny Elfman.
But I thought we'd start off this show with just some Nasty Habits.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those things where it's like, you know, I find it funny all the things I do. And it grosses out, like, especially when you live with someone, you know what I mean? It's like when they start to catch on.
He's talking about the little lady. Yeah. And we all,
when they start to, like, catch on and they see it, the thing, and they're like, and they finally call you out, you know?
And they also realize, like, they see it once in a while, but they finally realize he does this
all the time.
Like, too much. He's enjoying himself.
And it's gross.
I need to stop.
Yeah. But, like, so, one thing... One of the many things that I do that's gross is I like Q-tips. I love Q-tips, right? Just that feeling.
Touch your brain.
Touch your brain a little bit. Give it a little massage. And then I take them afterwards and I put them wherever I want. So I like, you know, there's like a bookshelf. I'll just like put it up there.
What? Q-tips
with...
Why?
Oh, man.
Or like.
Why wouldn't you throw it out?
I don't know.
Did you use both ends? Are you saving it?
Well, here's the other thing about it is. Well,
do you go back to these?
No, I don't ever go back.
Here's like.
Yeah. No, but I'll do it. I'll put it. And sometimes what I had been doing before I got like confronted,
I'd hide them. Before I got caught.
So instead of just like on the bookshelf,
Why hide them in the trash, dude? Like, Jesus Christ.
Or I put them in between books.
Dude, I don't even know if this is a nasty habit or just this, like, dick move, bro.
Well, the thing is what's so embarrassing about this one in particular is, like, I really wasn't. I'm, like,
consciously.
I don't know what it is. It's just, like, and then, like, just, like, put it wherever I want. And so, yeah, so she finds them.
It's like wiping your ass and, like, leaving the toilet paper on, like, the sink. It's not that bad, but it's pretty, that's funny.
It's pretty bad.
That's funny, though.
Yeah, she finally confronted me, like, a while ago, and I was so embarrassed. I was like, I'm so sorry, you know? Like, I was like, I really don't know. I'm not thinking when I do it. It's just a horrible habit, you know? And then it continued, you know?
Give me one chance.
You know, some of these things.
No.
But yeah, then there was a finally one, and I was such a dick when she confronted me about it the second time too, because it's like when you get caught about something and then you get
defensive,
and then you're like, "What the fuck? Like,
I want to.
You don't want to stop."
She was like, "I keep finding these like everywhere," and I was like, "I'm sorry, like, I'm almost 30, and I'm trying to stop this." I'm trying to think of another one that affects her in that way, but. I can't, and she obviously, if she's watching this right now, she'll be like, "I can't."
Yeah. You gonna drop the dime on any of them that she does?
Oh, dude, I mean,
not gonna get into that.
Rob's trying to stir the old pot.
No, definitely not with her because, yeah, I mean, it's like we're like a pretty like classic cutout thing of like he's clearly the guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
he does the gross shit, you know? So that's me for
well,
sure.
I feel like too with like. When you're a dude with a girl, too, I feel like from my perspective, at least, I would find things because obviously every girl I've been with has found things that are gross or annoying about me. Yeah. But I always feel like there's things I would find out about them, but I would always be like, oh, it's like so cute or like right, endearing. Right. And then they're like, you're fucking killing yourself.
Oh, there's
and
a
you're
little
disgusting.
Bit of poop on the toilet seat.
Oh, look at that girl poop. Yeah. But my it's not, I don't think this is gross, but one thing that bugs a lot of people is I chew the ever living shit out of around my nails, like the skin, the cuticles, and I rip that shit off. Like, you know, when people talk about like the hangnail skin and they like pull it and it goes all, I like do that on purpose and it hurts so bad.
Yeah, mine's kind of similar. I bite my fingernails and then I chew on the fingernail for like a while.
Yeah. Or, what's the other one I do?
I can't wait to talk about my fingernail problem.
No, I bite on fingernails, but then I had another fuck. I do a lot of fucking stupid. One funny one that I heard a comedian talking about, which was really hilarious. I don't know if anyone does this. I don't do this like all the time, but he's like, he was basically just like, so girls, he's like, when your man gets home and he takes his shoes off, he runs his fingers through all of his toes and he sniffs them. And he's like, everybody does this. And I was like, I don't do that all the time. But I was like, I've done that.
I've done it, but I don't do that.
Not like a thing, you know? The chewing my fingernails.
Done it, but I don't do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the fingernails one I think is something a lot of people
a really
do.
Bad one. Yeah. I pick scabs like a motherfucker. Oh, yeah. And I've and I go savage on like pimples. Like I don't like wait. Like I'll like pick them at them. I always want to like take a scalpel and like go around them and just like pull them out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's making me sick.
It's like this mole I have on the side of my foot that's gotten bigger. I just want to like carve that thing out.
Yeah. The
but I know when I do, it'll hit a nerve and I'll probably like get paralyzed.
Start
bleeding
from
that. Or just like, half like, it'll hit like a fucking huge like main vein and I'll just like be pouring
blood
and bleed out. He just wanted that wart off his foot.
I got the fingernail problem pretty darn bad.
Yeah, I know you do nails
ever,
though.
Dude. I take everything off my fingers. Yeah. The nails, the cuticle, dude. I have a bad week this week with it with my thumbs. I like tear all.
Yeah,
the skin
you
off
rip
thumbs.
The bend.
And I did it the other day. I was pulling the skin off, and it just kept going, and it went all the way to the front of the knuckle. I was like, terrified. But
I've
seen
a couple of our friends do that. Mark chews on him
pretty
hardcore too.
Bad at it. Devin's pretty bad with the fingernails too. But dude, I mean, look at this. Isn't even half bad. But I mean, look at my fucking fingernails, bro.
Do you think it's like this?
Like it's just like they're gone.
Is it a manic?
I never really look at your fingers. That is actually pretty crazy.
I keep them hidden because I'm embarrassed.
And we like see each other on a weekly basis.
When I'm at home, dude, at night, this is for sure one that. Like she hates because I'm like,
yeah, it's so loud. The nail,
there's nothing left, dude. And I'm just like, she's like, stop. Like, doesn't that hurt? And I'm like, no,
it doesn't hurt enough. That's what with the scab thing. Like, people would be like, why? Like, I'll have a scab for like months. I'll have like a cut that should heal in like 3 days, and I like keep it going because I'm like, do that peel, and I'm just like, it hurts. I'm like, oh god, like, I feel alive.
Oh, yeah. Here's another gross one that I do that I love, but like this one doesn't affect anyone. It's same with fingernails. I'll do it with fingernails. This is so gross. Do I want to say it? Yeah.
You got it.
It's
now.
Not even that gross.
You can cut it out if it's like.
It's basically kind of what you said, but this is what I'll do. Like sometimes I'll take the nail off and then I'll like I'll smell where the nail came from.
What the fuck? No.
And then I'll smell the nail. You know?
Do you ever get anything from
it?
I feel like it's
too.
Like a.
I'll like smell.
That's like
a toenail.
Scentless
when, like,
thing.
When I bring up. I feel like when I brought up the like rubbing your fingers through your toes, you guys were looking at me like fucking weird. Like that's like the same thing.
I did say it like that too. I was like, I would never.
That's
do that.
Disgusting. Like, that's fucking disgusting, dude.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What's wrong with you? Also,
no, so I do
just
that.
A heads up to everyone listening or watching. Send us in your nasty habits if you have any. You know.
Yeah.
That would be kind of fun.
Kind
of cool.
And send us that shit. Yeah. But yeah, no, I think that shit is funny, man, because when you like realize like the things you do when you catch it too, because that was the funniest thing for me when she told me about the Q-tips. It was like, I was like, oh, like, don't even know.
What do you Q-tips? What are those?
And I think that's probably why I was like so defensive like the next time, because it was like, I'm still processing.
Yeah, like I'm not over it yet.
I forgot that I do that.
I have to go to a Q-tip clinic.
But yeah, I like thinking about just like other people and imagining like what they're
looking
what
at.
What their nasty you, habit.
Oh, and that is like I imagine what people will think when they're looking at me doing that. All right. Like, oh yeah, fuck yeah. This kid.
Yeah, I like to think about other people. Like, have you ever seen that video of the Italian baseball coach or soccer coach, and he's digging in his ass? Dude, see if you can pull this up on. Let's really? Try this. This will be our first video test. And if it takes a little bit, we'll just play it at some point by the time you get to it. But I think that tab, yeah. Just type in, go to the YouTube tab and type in, what's it called? Coach picking his ass. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty much
nothing it. Weird is going to come up in yeah, that yeah. feed.
So we'll see when that happens, dude.
We'll get to it.
We'll get to it in like an hour. But
just have to fire up the pull cord yeah, on this yeah. old computer.
Wait, go to that first tab. Sorry, Rob. At the top of the thing.
Video?
Yeah, go to that. Oh, yeah. Well, you'll just hit back afterwards. So just, yeah, search, coach picking ass.
This is going to be some riveting shit you're going to see here.
No, it's going to be the first one, I guarantee. We'll see. But anyway, it's hilarious, though. But, no, it'll happen. It'll take its time. While we're doing this, I mean, since it's kind of funny, it might be a little too. No, I'll wait.
I'm what?
I was just gonna say, you know, I wanted to like apologize or not apologize, say R.I.P. to.
Oh yep.
To Stephen Brody.
Yeah.
And maybe this will be, you know, like a sort of in the vein of comedy, you know.
The
like,
butt picking video? Because
we're going to play it afterwards since it's going to take a minute
to
load.
It is funny.
So. But yeah, Brody Stevens, great comedian, passed away yesterday. You should check out his stand up because he's one of the greats, you know, and kind of an unknown in some ways. Just a lot of people that I know don't really know Brody Stevens, and so you should check him out. What?
German coach, whatever, sniffs his balls and oh asks at him.
Wait, go down. Go down.
I'm going down.
Okay, so...
Compilation of the nasty things the coach for Germany soccer team. Play, are you sure it's not him? Because
no,
he's coming
that
up
one.
A bunch.
Play He Sniffs His Ass.
This one?
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Just typing that in indiscriminately into your computer. Right. That's why it's so slow. You type shit in like that.
Look at the one on the side. It's like, I'm Chris Hansen. No, you're not. Yes, I am.
All right, here we go. All
right, we're about to...
Real footage of...
Is there any sound on this? Try on the keyboard itself. Oh, here we go. Perfect.
This is it?
Yep.
That's him?
Yeah, look. So he's picking his he picks his nose too quite a bit.
And eats it?
Yeah. There see he tried to hide it. Oh, I did not know there were other fucking see,
this is a compilation.
Was one night. This is multiple nights. This is disgusting.
How long is this video?
Two
okay.
minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
there
just
he's
gotta,
going deep. He's going give, deep digging give. That digging that crust. The little twist.
I mean,
I know that movie.
I do that too. I pick my nose too, but I do not do oh, that part. That's disgusting.
It.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, he got hungry. Oh man, I hope they show the clip. That
it's
I'm
the first.
About.
It says he sniffs his ass.
Yeah, yeah, it's gonna happen. And you just high five that dude after he picked his shit. The music's hilarious. Okay, what? This is the one I know. Look, watch. He's reaching. And he's arching his back.
Oh my god. Did he go under?
He's for sure scooping the hole. And here we go. He grabbed something. He found something.
A little butt hair, maybe.
Look at that, dude.
He found something.
He found something, and now, and watch what he does. Oh, wait. No, here we go. There's one where I swear to God he puts whatever he grabbed from back there in his mouth, bro. Really smelling that,
dude.
What the?
This is why. Yeah, like kind of.
Look, like how do you not know? Especially he's there's obviously this, a famous guy. You know what I
well,
mean?
Well, and there's clearly a lot of videos of him doing this.
Dude, you got like, cameras around you all the time, dude. If I woke up one day and this was on the internet, and I was the fucking focus of the thing, I'd be gone from this world. I can't have this out there. Get a little scoop.
He looks kind of like Tom Cruise. That's if so. He was like a little sickly.
Or like Tom Cruise and Kyle MacLachlan mixed together.
Yeah. Oh, man. That sucks, though. I like Kyle.
But anyway, so that was fun.
That's fucking gross. I don't think we came close to any of... That's disgusting.
Yeah.
That was
at least we don't do that.
That was a deep reach.
That was a deep reach.
I mean, dude,
no, there's more in that particular video. There's more where he's... I swear to God, he gets something from back there. Snails it, makes a little ball, and then chews it, dude. I swear to God.
Jesus Christ. Like a nougat.
Yeah, man. But, oh, God. But, Blake, so talk to us about what's been in your world.
In my woods? Hold on, I gotta grab me.
Walk across the new room of our new space here.
Pulling up an image for...
Okay, cool. Oh, and then queue up murder. Oh, you already did. You queued up murder.
Murder.
Okay.
Murder.
I don't want to spoil it. We're getting too ahead of ourselves here.
Let's see. What do I got here? Okay. So there was something I saved on Reddit about the Outer Worlds, that new game.
Outer Worlds.
Yeah, it's like...
I don't think I've heard of it.
So with the whole Fallout 76 kind of
backlash,
blowing up in their face... Basically, the Outer Worlds is the company Obsidian, who did, apparently, I think they did the first and maybe the second Fallout,
Did
New Vegas. So they were like the company that was like kind of in with Bethesda that did some of them. Apparently, New Vegas is, you know, supposed to be, you know, everyone says it's like the best of the 3D first person Fallouts.
Mm.
I think it's great, but I really liked 4 a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And 3, honestly, is kind of, it's fun. I've been actually replaying through 3. It's fun, but it's a little more like, feels like smaller, you know, like it's like first.
Because 4 is so huge.
Yeah, it's
4
massive.
Is so huge, and you can like
Far Harbor and Nuka World. It's like there's huge DLCs, but
you can build massive places. I mean, I was showing you the other day, like, my one camp on Spectacle Island.
Yeah.
Dude, I've gotten so much more in there, and now I'm starting to get in detail of, like, bringing ashtrays and, like, coffee cups and, like, setting
Putting
them up.
A cigarette, like, in the ashtray. So, it's, like, it's a cool setting. It's like, in the distant corner of the galaxy. The Outer Worlds is a fascinating mix of classic sci-fi pulp and irreverent send-up of corporate culture and capitalism. The character you play is in many ways as much an outsider as you are as a player, a recently unfrozen colonist forced to contend with a bizarre culture in an alien solar system. So it's like, you wake up and it's like corporations like own these planets. And there's like a lot of like cool, like, yeah, it's like in this alternate history, there was a point where the timeline split off. It was at a certain point around the time of Einstein. There was a First World War, but it was for different reasons, and maybe there wasn't a Second World War. One of the defining features that set Earth apart is this new timeline is the nature of companies, classism, and central importance of money-making. Imagine the already absurd power of corporations, banks, and billionaires in the real world, and ratchet it up several more degrees. What if the trusts hadn't been broken up, one of the designers says. You have these robber barons at the turn of the 20th century, a couple of hundred years later. What if we still have that culture? So it's like one planet you start on is like a planet that was colonized because basically 10 corporations paid to like have people go there. So there's like a lot of stores and like ads and like it's like a cool like idea. It's not just straight up like you're in a galaxy and it's weird. It's like, no, it's like this corporate cool like aspect to it where it's like
what's it called again?
The Outer Worlds. It's coming out I think this year at some point, but I don't think there's like a date.
That sounds pretty dope. I just saw a commercial for Anthem. That game looks pretty
dope. That just came out right today.
Just like there was like a shot of you like flying and doing flips and like
you have like a
guy
mech
down
suit kind of thing or
an
exosuit.
Yeah, there's like 4 of them. I think they're called like Titan suits or something like that.
Are they like classes? Like the
They're they call them javelins, each one. But each, I'm not sure. I'm going to get it tonight, actually, and play it later.
Yeah.
But, so I'll tell you more then. But I think there's, like, class types, but each one you can customize.
Oh, okay.
So, like, if it's just, like, a heavy gunner, you could switch them up kind of to still be a heavy gunner, but be, like, a support class. So you might do like heals and stuff like that as well.
That's crazy.
But yeah,
so that's pretty dope.
That's like that new, well, that and that cyberpunk game that's coming out from the guys who did that CD Projekt Red company that did The Witcher.
Nice.
That looks pretty interesting as well. Yeah. And I have like,
what you got?
Kind of like more news stuff. I have a huge rant I wanted to do about the CGI Clone Wars show, the Star Wars show.
I don't know anything about
it. I crushed it on Netflix. I always thought it was a kid's show, and it like is, but it's pretty violent, and it's like a huge, huge back, more of like an in-depth look at Anakin and him. Like, it's a lot of characters, though. Like, there's like standalone C-3PO and R2-D2 funny like episodes where it's just them. It's really well done. There's like 5 seasons. It's like 100-something episodes.
Wow.
But they're all like 20 minutes, but like some of them are like, you know, they don't say they're 4-parters, but it'll continue, and then sometimes they start on like a new story, and really goes into a lot, though. It shows you a lot, almost like how the Jedi Council like almost pushed Anakin to being dark, and how like they almost felt like guilty about doing it.
Okay.
It's interesting.
Wow.
It's worth checking.
It's on Netflix?
It's on Netflix.
I had no idea.
Star Wars The Clone. It was on Cartoon Network. I thought it was like...
Yeah, maybe I do know
was
what
really,
you're talking about, but it looked like, yeah. Like,
it looked
like
childish, and it didn't look cool, and of course I judged it by looks alone, and I got into it, and it's pretty dope. But I'd want to probably talk about that some other time, maybe if we have like a Star Wars episode or something.
Maybe that'll
everyone
be one of those
should
bonus
watch
episodes
it.
Or something, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll check it out for sure.
And then, yeah, I mean, that's like kind of
that's
the
big
stuff I have to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, we'll save all the news stuff for
I got some
Blaze News.
Or actually, I have a thing about orreries, but it's like kind of not conspiratorial.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about that, right.
Yeah,
let's save
you
that for a little bit.
Or we can
talk
about when we get.
But yeah, man, I mean, it's pretty cool just like that we're here in this new space and we've got the access to just better functionalities and stuff. I think it's
going to... We got fucking like 4 screens going, including the camera.
Yeah, we got lights, you know, chairs,
heat.
Heat, water. Well,
kinda
working on
that. Yeah, we can poop sometimes.
Yeah. So yeah, no, I'm just excited because I feel like it's just it's like a freshening up of sorts, you know.
Yeah,
and
we'll definitely like get more furniture, kind of get this
corner for the video version, especially just to like add a little flair.
We'll throw
a
tapestry on the background.
Yeah.
Should do a green
Christmas lights.
Do a green screen
or something. Yeah, we can do this shit on the moon.
Yeah, that's what I mean. If we did a green screen, we could do like fake backgrounds.
Weird. Yeah, like in Trump's
bedroom
or something. Or just like
at the Oscars.
But yeah.
Oh, Oscars are tomorrow.
Oh, is that true? See,
didn't
I'm not
Grammys
following that
just
shit
happen?
At all.
Or is it the Grammy? No,
that was
no the Grammys just happened.
Yeah, that was last night or something. Couple
I think
days.
It was a bit ago, actually.
I think I said this last episode, but yeah, it's like, if you get to do your movie or your album, that should be enough, right? That's the reward.
Yeah, especially when you got that big coinage that
big
you
check.
Get from it. But yeah, no, I thought I heard like that Whoopi Goldberg was about to host the Oscars, but now I think just no one's doing it.
No one was, and then they were going to do 4 categories that they felt were like the least concerned about. They were going to show during commercial breaks so you could watch them live streaming.
Right.
Or maybe that's what happened. They're not showing them, but people were flipping out about that. Which
it's
is funny because everyone flipping out, they're all the people in this business. No average Joe really cares.
You know
what I mean?
I didn't say last time when we were talking about this? I don't want to like stay on this, but I will say this about award shows. I think that like the Tonys are pretty cool, in my opinion.
Yeah,
of
but that's
all
like
award
a...
shows because that's like, it's like those people are going out every night to put on a show. You know what I mean?
That's...
And there's a lot. Not to say that there's not a lot of work that goes into films, but like the sets, the costumes,
the reality of every
theater shows, like, and just all the people and I've in my opinion, stage actors are maybe a little more hungry, at least in the beginning of their career. So it probably means a lot for them, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm sure it means a lot for everyone, but that's not the reason.
It's a bitch about it.
That's
what
I mean. It's everyone bitching about everything. I'm like, it's like, wow, you guys can't get your shit together to like just do an award show? Like, just do it.
Yeah, just
instead, they're just like digging up tweets and making everyone like... Like, it's like, dude, if you dug up, you could probably find tweets about like anybody, dude.
Exactly.
And I mean, I'm not saying the tweets are right, but it's like crazy how it just like freezes like an entire award show like goes to shambles because of a like an old tweet.
Dude. Yeah, I mean, it's like what they do. It's like what's been going on. I don't want to get too lost here.
We're getting lost.
Louis C.K., you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like his whole problem, like, you know, and the people recording like the bootleg of his new show.
Did you watch that video?
I listened to a little bit of it, but then
you watch that? I watched a video that was like about stand-ups, and I didn't realize this was a big problem. Like Kevin Hart and people, like they don't allow people to bring phones.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because
well, that's the thing. I was listening to a bunch of comedians say it's like, dude, I don't let people record, especially if they're trying out a new act. You know what I mean?
Well, they also the video broke it down perfectly. When you go to a comedy club, you go, you have some drinks. There's an opener. They're warming you up for the mood of comedy,
right?
Which is you should be able to say, you know, almost like you know, they said whatever you want, and you should be able to say whatever you want if you're in a comedy club.
Yeah,
and that's what happens is when they take. When you take a clip, it's like anything, dude. I mean, you could take clips of like Obama or anyone saying anything and manipulate it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens when you take the clip and you're taking it out of the comedy club and it's not no longer being judged. It, now it's like it looks like you filmed a dude on the street ranting like about
right.
being racist or being like homophobic when in reality he or she is mocking that
yeah,
in a comedy
dude.
Club and making fun of that. And people
and
take
Louis
it. Like,
of all people, it's like he's the one that goes.
I mean, he did.
He got.
Yeah.
The jokes that he said were like pretty intense. But
well, there was one about millennials or something, and he was shitting on them, and it's
and
just
then he
like,
was like equating them to like I think he was making a joke about the high school shooting.
Oh no, he said just because like someone shot up your school, why do I have to listen to you?
Right.
And it's like when you hear it, okay, but that's what I'm saying.
But when you dig,
when
it,
I
when
say
you
it, up, when I yeah. say it just like that, it sounds so something. Horrible. But when it's like you went to a club to kind of be shocked, laugh,
right? Especially if you're going to see Louis C.K. I mean,
like people in the audience definitely you hear like, oh, but you like people fucking laugh. Like
yeah.
it's, I mean, what, that's what
and
comedy
he's also
is
though. Trying
it's dark.
Out. Those jokes, yeah. dude. You know what I mean?
He's but the thing with Louis that's hard is, I mean, he fucked up other shit. Like
yeah, and it's
so
like
so it's like that's where he's gonna just get he has
well,
a magnifying glass on him
yeah.
because of the other shit.
The
so.
Only reason I even brought him up actually was just the fact of like pulling things from the past, right? So
yeah.
with him, like it was a couple weeks ago, everyone's like, oh my god, did you see the remember that video? It's like it's him, Ricky Gervais, Chris Rock, and Jerry Seinfeld. It's called like Four Comedians Talking or something like that.
I don't
HBO did it. It's hilarious.
I don't remember that.
And there's like a bit. Where and you know, Louis has the N word bit that we've all heard. You
yeah,
know?
Well, it's the N word and then the C word
right,
and
right.
The F word.
So we know that, but we know that Louis is a comedian that is, you know, for better or for worse, able to make a joke out of that word, right? Especially as a white dude.
He's just like you look at him and you're like,
but
okay.
He said he was. Using this and like they were talking about it, him and Chris Rock on this show, and he kept saying it, you know, like often, like
who Louis did
Louis
yeah,
yeah just because
they were talking about it
kind of and talking about it, and even Ricky Gervais I think says it once. In fact, Louis has like the one really funny thing he's like says because they're talking about it. He's like yeah Jerry, you've probably never said the word in your life, huh? And he's like no and then like
but then
and then
of course
then he's like it's funny
but
Louis
I know
like,
someone
no Louis like he's like yeah you know what the difference is between us two and you two like him and Chris Rock and versus Louis and
yeah
Rocky. he's like what does he say? He's like, oh, you guys probably or no he's like you guys probably say the word all the time by yourself. Ah, I'm
yeah, by yourselves, but
it.
We only say it like out loud.
Yeah,
on
yeah,
occasion.
Yeah, or something like that. I forget what it was.
Well, he has the bit where he's talking about the N word because I'm not saying that.
No.
But
anyway, but
well,
just
no, the
like,
bit he has where he says like you're watching the news and like the newscaster's like and someone said the N word and he's like, why don't you just say it? Because
yeah,
now you put it in my head.
You made me say
I know
it
what you're
head,
saying.
Yeah.
But I mean, I totally, I'm not about that. I'll say the
N-word. No, I'm not going to say
it. If we're
going to
talk about it, I will say the N-word.
It's too much
not
of a time.
The word itself.
Yeah. But like, but
it
yeah, it's just weird to pull shit back from the past and use it yeah. against people. It's like, if you want to have a conversation about the times are changing and those things are no longer funny, let's talk about that. But like, don't use it against somebody that their job is just to be fucking funny, you know?
Yeah.
I mean? It's stupid.
Context.
But
Context. Contacts.
But yeah, let's go into our our bi-weekly segment here, folks, in our new abode. Yeah, we're going to a place called an Inside Rob. We're going to pull off an Inside Rob. All right, Rob, what do we got today on the board?
Well, I've been real hyphy still more about the moon landing.
He can't let it go, people.
Listen, the moon landing.
You need to. And, what are you going to tell us?
I watched this. We're not going to play the whole video. Okay. I'm just going to show pick one topic. Try to keep it civil in here. Okay,
clean.
Don't want anyone getting offended.
Right.
But I believe from watching all of the stuff in this video that 100% it was fake.
Okay. Wow.
We did not go there,
and we never will.
Well, I think we will. I think it's possible, more possible now than it was fucking
right then
40 or whatever years ago it was when technology, you know, they sent people to the moon with when they didn't even have
an iPhone
or like basically anything, yeah, like there was
to it.
You know,
I think the radiation one is huge with the footage.
How Van Allen belts, yeah. Right.
How it would have destroyed all the film. And
they talk about, you know, before I get into the, you know, I'm excited to do the, have the little.
He's hyphy, kids, if you can't see him right now.
Well, also excited to be able to now put stuff up on the screen, you know, for everyone else to see what we're talking about. It's fun.
Yeah.
Because now I'm going to do a lot of things.
You are screen capping that.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, thank God.
Hopefully it's working.
But we just always forget something.
Well, one quick one was, like, the first spacewalk that we did in the early spacewalks when they first put the ISS up there, the space station, the international one, is the guys getting out to do the spacewalks. They move their heads. They rotate their heads. But the spacesuits were made as a one solid unit, so you could turn your head slightly inside, but the whole helmet swivels. You watch the guy, and the whole helmet swivels,
something
which
like
is
bearings
technically impossible for. I mean, the blueprints and the schematics of how the suits were made is public knowledge, so you can see that was.
It couldn't swivel.
That was one thing that was very
probably
weird.
An episode of How It's Made about spacesuits.
Right.
And then another kicker was this guy found there's a series of photos from the first 13? The first one where we walked?
The first one where we walked was 11.
So this is 11 then.
Mm-hmm.
And he... 13
had Tom Hanks on it.
Yes.
And Bill Paxton, R.I.P.
Backstory is they drank a lot of orange juice when they went up there.
Like two before they went up there? Or like
No, while they were up there. Weird. I mean, sorry. Okay. So what the image that you're seeing on the screen now is from a segment of reels, like a reel segment, to where supposedly Buzz took the camera, like the chest-mounted one, inside, cleaned it, and that's where the smudge that you're seeing supposedly came from.
Oh, okay.
But the one on the left was when it started, and the one on the right was after he cleaned it. So he supposedly cleaned it. All right, maybe he didn't.
All right.
But what this guy is saying is that's orange juice that had dripped while he was outside of the space shuttle on the moon. You see him... If we had more time, we could go more into the video. Mm-hmm. But you see him; he's working on the camera. He's cleaning it right there.
Okay.
And that's when the smudge happened. So if you have a spacesuit and you're in space, and it has to be airtight,
right?
How the fuck
is
did that happen?
On
or
the
any moisture at all? Like
right.
You know.
Interesting.
Because what happens is if there's a leak in your suit, your blood it's. Not hot heat boil, but it boils, basically. All the gases and shit come out of your blood, and it boils, and you explode, pretty much. So, tell me. Anyone out there, you want to debunk me?
Come at me.
Debunk me.
Yeah, maybe that's what we do with the in Inside Rob. Like, you have something that's like, debunk whatever he's saying.
I'm down. You know, call in. I'll give my phone number out. Maybe
one-on-one.
Not, but...
meet up one-on-one, off camera.
Meet you outside of Cumbie's.
No, I want to check that out. What's this video called? What does it say?
Oh, it is Jeff, or Jet Winsor, Moon Hoax Now.
Okay.
And it's a fairly...
It's a whole...
It's... like thing. 50 minutes. Yeah, yeah. It's pretty long, and he goes into a lot of stuff about it. I actually really enjoyed this. Yeah, it's actually kind of old. It's 2015. Surprised I didn't catch this one earlier.
Yeah. No, I'll check that shit out, bro. Well, cool. Yeah, send that in. If you have any sort of major notes to debunk the moon landing, anything, send
it
our way.
Conspiracies we might not know about as
or,
well.
Or if you're very well-versed in the moon landing and why it did happen, let us know and maybe we'll have you as a guest via Skype or something and have a little debate or something like that. That'd be interesting. Do stuff like that. You good?
Is there more?
I'm thinking of debating with someone that called in. Oh,
he's prepared. He's already ready
getting
for you.
Fired. Well, this is supposedly just another one in the video. That's where they would clip on the wires that held while they were filming it. This is supporting that it wasn't real. Because that's the only... They never used those two clip mounts on the suits ever.
Those? Right. That's interesting. Hmm.
And actually, there's one... There's one little video segment on the moon of there being like a little
glimmer,
like a ring hanging off of that where you would attach.
Oh, like a wire.
Yeah, and that was the theory. That's why they... Because if you look at when they run around and jump around and shit, it just looks
weird. It looks weird.
It seems very artificial. The way they get up, it's almost like they're being pulled.
Right.
And, I mean, maybe I'm buying into that
when I tried to tell myself, maybe we did land on the moon, and then I think what, you know, I heard Joe Rogan say this, and that was like, you know, I have no idea what being on the moon is like. I have no idea what the gravity is like, and maybe you can just like, boop, like pop yourself up. And
theoretically.
Yeah, but I have no idea. So, but it looks weird as hell.
Yeah, and I understand that too, what he's saying. I don't know. I've never been there. But I am a firm believer in science.
I've been there.
But I have been there. No, I really believe in science, and if science tells me that it's going to look a certain way, and it doesn't look that way, you know, it might feel different because we've never been there. I haven't felt it, but it just looked not amiss. It looked wrong.
Yeah, there are a lot of things that look amiss about that shit, man. So we challenge you.
But this is also, too, I just want to say, I'm pretty sure it was this video and not, I think it was this one. This guy at the end is a champ, and he, instead of just bashing NASA and the astronauts for doing, and the government for doing this big fake thing, he thanks them for, and under the guise of how he thinks they did the whole thing to prevent nuclear war.
Right,
because
right.
This was all during the Cold War time when we were like, oh, Russia's going to bomb us, we're going to bomb them.
Yeah,
so they did this
thing,
to prove superiority and avoided war, and I liked that the dude went with that instead of like,
and just like
fuck the government,
yeah, and they're,
you know,
trying to kill us.
Exactly.
Maybe
it was nice to
us.
See that he didn't,
I like that,
attack it.
A little positive note.
Robin Vincer loving that.
Yeah.
So that's
but,
it for now.
That's
just
great,
a little
man.
Piece of something.
Let's touch base on Blake Nibs. And we won't stick too long. Let's maybe just stick it to the one, like one topic. Maybe it should be what we talked about before the show. Just because it is kind of like,
what are
a
we talking
topic.
About?
The Jussie Smollett.
Smollett.
Well, just because that's like,
if you have a juicier one, do that.
Well, I don't have it. Well, oh, okay. It's not like too juicy, but there was a so you know the famous V-Day, Victory Day picture of like the sailor kissing the woman.
Oh yeah.
So that guy apparently passed away like recently. He was like 95.
Damn.
So that picture is really famous, and there's a statue of it. I forget where the statue is. I can look it up really quick. But
Chicago.
I don't know if it's there. Where is this? Yeah, okay. Actually, I don't know where the statue is. Either way, there's a statue of it, and somebody vandalized it with the hashtag MeToo, like the day he passed away, which is obviously intentional.
Oh, I know what you're
What is the MeToo hashtag? What is that?
What do you mean? That's it.
Oh.
No, that's it. I was just... Well, I mean, my thing was like, it was just... I think
Well, here's the thing, man. This is probably why they did that.
Well, because it's... The people say it's because, like, it's a, like, you know,
like,
degrading to women or, like, this... It's even
Well, I don't think he knew her.
Yeah.
I think like there's, like, a story about that picture.
Well, that's what I mean. It's like everyone probably...
It's like, oh, he took advantage of her.
Oh,
like,
my God.
My personal opinion, I went straight conspiracy mode, and I was like, somebody's just... getting people stirred up. Like, no one who's actually hashtagging Me Too and is about that movement would probably vandalize the statue like that, because it's leading into the Jussie Smollett, it's just a, it's like a, like if you were part of that movement, you know, it would just like devalue your opinion because you just look like a vandal and like, you know.
Especially just like such an iconic, I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's just a little
weird. Says it, the thing on Reddit says it hours after he died. So he died and somebody did that like hours after.
That's such a shame.
But that's why I don't think it is somebody being like actually for the Me Too movement. It's someone trying to just like get people riled up and probably get people either against the Me Too thing because it's vandalizing or for it. I don't know. Could be a lot of different stuff, but
yeah. I was going to go deep into Russia because I'm always scared of Russia, but I'm not. I'm going
to
leave it.
We'll go get to that.
But it is just, well, I'll just say this. Just because it scares me, I just want to get it out. No, it's just that like Russia recently, there's like this very back and forth, like, and it's scary. It is, seems like it is like
is
reminiscent
it like
of
the Cold War.
Well, that's what Putin actually said the other day. He's like, I'm basically ready to enter that again.
It's funny because I feel like the Cold War is one of those things. It's like I don't really ever think it began or ended. It's a continual.
Right.
It's just a whole thing. Everyone's being threatened.
But
by
there's some weird thing where we pulled out of like we both like pulled out of some sort of like thing that we joined. I forget what it is, but we joined it after the Cold War, and then we both just pulled out of it. And we're also talking. I guess America's talking about deploying troops. Or at deploying, setting up new missile systems in our allies' country, which like border them or something.
Well, they're also nervous because of North Korea.
Right.
I'm pretty sure they're still testing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
ICBMs and shit like that.
But Russia was like, if you put new missile systems near us, like
it's done.
Well, not even it's over. Anymore. It's just like, yeah, you're going to cause a serious situation because by us doing that, it gives us a better amount of time to respond to any threats that they send our way, right? But also, if we just decide to attack them,
they won't have time.
We can still blast on them, and it'll take them even longer to send their counter attack. So, at the end of the day with this shit, what I get so mad about is it's like, yeah, I guess at the end of the day, they have every right to be a fucking afraid of what we're doing.
It
we're
goes
doing
both
shit
ways.
Like that,
yeah.
It goes both ways. It's like,
these,
it sounds so
basically
cheesy.
Basically, these big children need to have their toys taken away from them because they can't play nice.
Well, it sounds so cheesy, but I really wish it'll never happen. But like, I pretty much cried last week thinking about this. I was like, you know, it's like I just wish they all like could fucking wake up. Every single goddamn person, at least that is like, you know, dealing with the tools of war. And just like, let's get rid of it. Let's go. Let's start just using it to blow up asteroids that come near us and like test that shit out, you know?
Well, I think the classic thing would be to, you know, like be like, well, if they want to fight, like they should fight. Like have Trump and Putin go in the ring.
Oh, yeah, like fist fight.
Yeah.
Oh,
then
I like
they
that.
Wouldn't do shit.
Or do
Putin
like.
Would win all
do,
day.
Do, no, no, they should.
I feel like he would too.
They should do a 1v1 Halo 2. Go to midship.
They should play
go
Halo
to midship
for sure.
Midship.
Or what is it? Blood Gulch?
Blood Gulch.
Blood Gulch is a good
Blood
one.
Blood Gulch.
Snipers.
Get some warthogs.
Yep.
Or do
Wraiths.
What was it? Jousting with the missile launcher and the ATV.
Do that.
Right.
Or sword battle.
Oh yeah.
Sword,
dude, that would
sword
be,
shoddy.
That's a good idea because if it was a fist fight, Trump wouldn't go because he knows he'd get beat.
Yeah.
But if it was Halo, they probably both suck. But I bet
that's
Putin's
the point though.
Yeah.
For one, broadcast that shit.
Yeah,
awesome
give them
for news and
make
TV.
War fun for Christ's sake. Yeah. That's what we're saying. Listen to our ideas.
Make me want to watch and not look away.
Yeah,
make it like
make
a
subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe to my channel. Change war
on my Twitch.
Subscribe to the real people.
Okay.
The real people.
Beat that out too.
No, no, no. It's even that's taken the real Putin, so he has to do the real Putin
or no the real Putin 01.
Yeah, or like 58444.
But anyway,
should we go into
we should go into
music?
Clothes. Oh,
should we do the?
We can do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
we're
yeah.
Pretty far here.
Yeah,
we
let's
probably
close
should've
out with the music. This is a good place to do that. So yeah, we had our boy Flex C. Send us a track he did. It seems like I haven't talked to him too much, but it seems like it's the sort of like group of people, or at least this is like at least this one song features quite a few of his friends. It seems it's called, what's it called again? Murder Gang.
It's Murder Gang 1.
Murder Gang 1. And so we're pretty excited because, yeah, he sent us a track, and actually two other people have too. So we have stuff lined up for next week as well. It seems like it's
keep sending them in, though.
Yeah, keep sending them.
Always.
Get
all day.
And, yeah, just email us how we usually do it. Just email us the track, like an MP3 version of it, any pictures you want us to, like, promote with. And then all links to, like, social media that you want people to visit, like your SoundCloud or iTunes, YouTube, Blake's eating some food. Just get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. We love to promote people's shit out there.
We love music.
Yeah.
For real.
Help people get their stuff in other places. We're obviously no big show yet, but... We will be one day.
One day.
Yeah.
So, one day.
So, yeah, let's take a listen to Murder Gang 1 by Flex C. You can check him out on YouTube. He's got iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, and, the link to all of that stuff and more will be in the description. So, Roberto, cue us up.
Heard of me, I call this syllable surgery. All of your people are faking the fuck out of my face. I'ma put you in your place, making moves with the grace. Faster pace, I don't give a fuck about your taste. I'ma make you like this, goosebumps when I write it, get excited. Everybody always wanna talk reckless, but they never knew me in the first place. Back to back to back, I'ma chase that like a lyrical acrobat, murdering these tracks. You already know what I'm about now, and I ain't gonna stop, no way, no how. You can say what you want, but at the end of the day, you a bitch, you a cunt. I'm a boss with a blunt.
Nigga, you don't want to smoke? Nigga, got the chopper at your door. With the skull, I be smoking niggas, where my torch?
Fucking Draco, trying to get the mail. Been throwing the sets, what you think I'm here for? Just tell my bitch you're gonna get this dick, ho. Pull up with a bite, knock your ass like Devo. Got you on the run, get your ass like Nemo. Speaking like Tittle, I kill these people. Popping these willy like an M.E. Millie. When the birds call, you can see in the semi. I'm busting rhyme with a rhyme flow. Pick you up like a big show. Choke slam you, get your legs broke. Fuck around with my dad, folks. Send shots to your elbow. Smoke your ass like an L, though.
Nigga, you a pussy little boy. Nigga, you a pussy little boy. Nigga, you don't want no smoke. Nigga, you don't want no smoke. Watch the gun explode. Watch how I reload. The target going at your nose. Red dot, red dot, red dot. It's murder that we roll. 2-5, 2-5, 2-5.
Choppin' blazing back to back to back. Got strap on strap on strap on strap. Extender with the clip. Bringing out the scope. Make your body rip. Tear your bones of blood. Blood good shit nice as any sweet. Give your ass a trick grenade in your teeth. Sounds like the rest of you speak.
Chopper at your door. You a pussy boy, you are a hoe. I just bought a sniper with a skull. I be smoking niggas, where my coach?
I'm gonna get that work. I'm gonna get that cheese. She just want my meat. She just want my D. Get that money on flea. I film her ass on scene. Fuck with a nigga like me. Hey, roll up my nigga, we getting this guap. Every day we living it up. We don't give a fuck. But can't even walk it out. Thinking shit like a fantasy. Y'all don't know nothing about me. Blow so damn classy. Roll up my wrist looking icy. Fuck boy, don't try me. Your last breath to the enemy. Lay you down in history. You're lost up in the galaxy. Plug pulls up overseas with the green and lean. Call him El Chapo as a king. Better leave his ass be. He can't be a felon or catch a body. Murk off on everything. Leave your ass while you sing. Ten up in the brain. I don't give a fuck what you think. Shine like a diamond, bless your shiny with the D. Blow her mind, she screams Flexi.
Alright, yo. All right. That was Flex C, Murder Gang 1. That video is pretty funny, huh?
Yeah.
Just like having a blast, bouncing around. I thought it was pretty good. I mean,
yeah.
I feel like there was like, I mean, we talk about this being a music review. The only like kind of criticism I'll give it is like, is just the production a little bit maybe. It's like a very like a hot, like maybe, you know how something sounds like too high or too clean.
We kind of do that with our audio too, yeah, sometimes.
But just feel like it needed a little more like heaviness to it for what that song was.
Maybe just more EQ stuff, yeah, but yeah. I mean,
and not ragging on it. No. Just like as a, like a, our tiny review of whatever, offer. It is a criticism.
Yeah, it is. It's like, you know, to get music out there, but it's like we are also going to formulate our own opinions. Yeah, yeah. You know. But awesome.
Yeah, a lot
to
of
get
good
another
energy in that video. Yeah. So, and they're having a blast. So, and that, you know,
and you guys, and you sent us music. So yeah, yeah. Nobody really does it enough. So it's like totally welcomed.
Well,
obviously.
Absolutely.
So,
and I mean, I've said it kind of every time we've showcased a musician, and I'll keep saying it for a bit anyway, is just like, is that like, I just love seeing the thing I love about this is communicating with the musician, seeing where they're at and like their level of energy of getting their content out there, getting seen. And that's what we want for ourselves.
Yeah.
And so we'll do whatever we can to have other people see your shit. So keep sending us that music, people. We
need
like
that. Need that music.
Yeah. So, yeah, again, in the description, check out all the links to find Flex C. That's FLEXC. But anyway, yeah, I think it was a good time to close out the show. I meant to do this at the beginning of the show, but whatever. With the Patreon, I wanted to shout out Rob Smith.
Yeah.
I feel so bad, but hopefully he understands. We'll start doing that.
Maybe drop it in the description as well.
Yeah, I mean,
so
a thing to add as we close is just I will, at least for a while, until we get like too many, if that ever happens. But the description, you'll always be listed as like a producer of the show. Obviously, it's like not official in any way, but you'll be listed as a producer for every show that you are a member at the in the credits. You know what I mean? What?
This kid's just farting
on my bed. Nice,
dude. My butt's like it's not even open.
I fucking gotta sleep there, motherfucker.
Yeah, did you just put your head in the
middle
of the bed?
It's spraying on my computer. It's okay.
Yeah, and dusting my pillow.
But yeah, you'll be listed in the description of every video. And what was I gonna say? Oh, and we'll shout you out at the top of each show.
Yeah,
that's
gonna,
what I meant
we're
to
gonna
do.
Get on
bad.
That.
Yeah, we'll shout you out as long as it's not like, if our list grows too long, you know what I mean? You'll have to obviously excuse us. But like, if we only have to shout out 20, 30 people's names at the top of each show, I want to do that to just show you that we know who you
are.
Yeah,
if it does become a thing where it's like we actually have too many people to shout out, it would probably turn into like shouting out new people.
Right. Well, and what we would do is like have a screen at the or a kind of title card at the very end of the episode for the video especially that'll have like a list as like the credits roll, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Shout you all out. So yeah, a big thanks to Rob Smith for being our first
thank
Patreon.
You
Patreon.
Seriously,
but,
thank you, bud.
But we welcome the rest of you guys as you come in.
We welcome your money.
but yeah, this has been a good episode.
Yeah.
Episode 22.
Deuce.
Excuse him.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.